Blog Talk Radio.
Blackwell. Welcome, everyone. This is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am your host for this evening. I am Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I am your host with the most. Thank you for your support, everyone. Welcome. That was I Am In My Cool by Jana Blackwell. Please stay online and wait for your turn to speak with my guest. Jana Blackwell, Mistress of Soul, are you with me this evening?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, all right. And how did you get that name, girlfriend, Mistress of Soul?
Well, it's kind of funny out here where I'm from. I was joking around with a friend of mine, and he was like, you got to have a name, you know, like the Queen of Soul. And I was like, you know, that's taken. We can't touch that, you know what I mean? And so we were going back and forth with each other, joking around. And he says, I got it, the Mistress of Soul. And I was like, why? You know, he says, well, every mistress has her day, and this is your time, you know. And so it's just kind of something that stuck and it's grown with me and whatnot. So that's it.
All right. We have a lot of callers that had is flashing on my monitor. First caller, go ahead and speak. Say your name, please. Hello? Anyone that has a TV or radio on, can you please turn it off?
I'll turn it down real quick, man. Real quick.
Yes, yes,
hello?
Please. Hello?
Oh, I had to be the first caller. Yeah.
Yes.
go there. Hello? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, what's going on? I'm doing my calling for Ms. Jana Blackwell. That's my family in the background, so excuse the noise in the back. I just want to congratulate her. You know, telling she's doing a good job, beautiful voice, you know, and everything. I helped wrote the song, so, you know, I'm just calling in, just give her props.
All right. And what's your name?
My name is Kenyon Kenna.
All right, Kenyon. Thank you.
Yes. Well, no problem.
Yeah, that's Kenyon. He wrote the song, that song "Am I Cool" that you just heard, and the other songs that I've started recording and whatnot, and also the single that we're pushing, and so he is a big driving force and the reason why I became a recording artist.
All right. We have another caller. Caller, go ahead and say your name and speak. Hello? Well, we're going to continue with you, Mistress of Soul, Jana Blackwell. Can you tell us and our listeners out there, how did you get started in your music journey briefly as you was young?
Okay. Well, yeah, I was young. I started in church. I have that typical church girl story. You know, I spent a lot of time in church, and so I gravitated to the choirs and whatnot. And my mom always played music in the home, so she was a lover of all styles of music. So we listened to gospel, you know, classical, jazz, especially a lot of jazz and R&B. And I think, you know, by me soaking in that music in the home and also singing in church, that's how I started. And it's funny, I have a little bit of a funny story on how I started singing professionally. I went to a birthday party, and there was karaoke there. And I had never sung karaoke before. And so, you know, my friends pushed me to do it. So I sang a song, and the karaoke DJ was on me afterwards. "You got to sing. You have a beautiful voice. Da-da-da-da-da." Just on and on and on. And so finally I decided to go ahead and take him up on his offer and go for an audition. And I started singing with Ben Edwards' show band and also his Motown Review show. And pretty much the rest is history.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and play this new single that you got coming out. It's called "That's My Song."
Yes. Yeah, that's my song. It's Kenyon.
Now, it's coming out in September?
It's already out. We're pushing it very hard. It came out on July 21st, and it's making its way across the airwaves. We're very proud of the progress so far. So we hope you enjoy it.
All right. This is "That's My Song" by Jana Blackwell. You sit still and we'll be right back.
Can you hear that playing? That's my song.
Slide to the left. I think I got it. Let me show them how to get it in. My Older now, knees stiff, hard to bend. Flow crowd. Lil' mama try to back it in. Drink in the hand, think it's out of hand. Hot did the bug, guess I'm off a tron again. Stick it with a two-step and nothing else is all you get.
Can you hear that playing? That's my song.
Call 657-383-0771. All right, that's my song. That's my song too, girlfriend. I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to go for Young Minds That Wants to Know. I always do that on my show. When there are young children that wants to know, always ask the basic questions. Did you have any musical instruments that you played as a child?
I did. I started off playing the flute. I started in elementary school in the third grade, and my mom was like, you're going to pick an instrument. So it was like, you know, pick one, you know. And so
yeah.
I really wanted to play the saxophone. But she said that wasn't too ladylike, so it was a choice between the flute and the clarinet. So I actually played the flute all the way through high school.
Wow. I played the
yes.
flute as well in elementary. I got to play in the whole band, the school band, but I really wanted to play the drums. but that was not ladylike back in those times. I ended up playing the clarinet, but yes, the flute is still in. The flute is still in.
Yes.
And did you have any singing lessons as a young girl?
No.
You just
no professional lessons. I sang in church. That's where I learned about. You know, projection and whatnot was in church, and but there I didn't have any professional lessons.
Right. So the genre in R&B soul is your major point in your musical career, correct?
Yes. You know, like I said, my mom played a lot of music in the home. You know, I love jazz and classical, but R&B is where the, you know, that soulful sound comes from. And, you know, I wanted to be like Patti LaBelle and Aretha Franklin and Chaka Khan. I wanted to sing like them so much as a little girl. But, you know, as I grew into myself, I found that, you know, my voice isn't like that. And I was grateful to be able to find my own sound once I started fronting my band, Thrill Train. And because they let me sing everything, we had some hits, we had some misses, but, you know, I can tell you that's where I really came into my own.
Right. Have you ever had an opportunity where a contemporary jazz artist offer you to sing lead vocal or background vocal in a music song or anything anytime?
Yes, actually I have. A local artist here, her name is Jan, and she's a dynamic jazz vocalist. She's actually moved out of the Bay Area now, but when she, you know, she visits the Bay often, but I did sing background for her quite a few times at some of her shows, and it was an awesome experience because, you know, like I said, that music goes back to my roots as well.
All right. So I will ask you, what is your website information for others, listeners here to follow you up on, or if you have any social pages that you're on? And also where they can purchase this new single you got out now.
Yes, well, SeaTownRecords.com is the website. There's links there. You can find the single to be able to stream it, like on Spotify and Pandora and whatnot, and also for purchase on iTunes or Amazon. There's links to that there. And my social media site is at Jana Sings Too. That'll get you to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of those.
All right. Now, I will play some more music of yours. This one song titled called All Work, No Play. Now, what made you name that title, that song?
Well, Kenyon wrote the song. And it's funny because, you know, he's a hip-hop artist, and the first R&B songs he actually wrote were from me. And with that particular track, you know, I think he was trying to send me a message. Like, you know, I had decided I wanted to be this recording artist. But every time we made plans to go into the studio or to try and focus on the music, there was always something that came up, whether it be family, work issues, you know, just personal life matters. And so, you know, we were talking about, you know, that saying back in the day, you know, all work, no play, you know. And so that's kind of where it came from. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm getting ready to spin this. You stay right in your seat and we'll be right back. This is All Work and No Play.
You know what, ladies? We work hard every day. Some of us are mothers, daughters, sisters, lovers. With pen in hand, this one's for you. Accepting the truth to serve my purpose. Doing 9 to 5 a day, but it don't seem worth it. I wish I could leave it alone and fly away to another atmosphere. Tired of these skies being gray. I gotta do me.
Do me.
Yes, me.
Yes, me.
Moving things out of my way. Gotta take the good with the bad and accept what I have.
Living my life, work hard, baby, yes, it's true. Had to dig deep inside. Was blind, now I found my cue. All work and
had
no
to
play.
Skip Friday nights with the girls. Doing my business across the world. Dedicated to my music. Gotta get it together. There's no other way to do it. Houston, do you count?
I'm in need of your direction.
I'm coming in fast, being nice, finish last. Got my steel toes on and I'm ready for work. Playing is out the question. Now holding my breath for you. I guess now we're through. Lagging left to third, it ain't no future in that. Blood, sweat, and tears, ain't no holding me back.
Living my life, work hard, baby, yes, it's true. I had to dig deep inside. Was blind, now I found my cue.
all working, no play.
Relax my mind, let it take my soul. Keep good thoughts, bad vibes, let it go. Ooh. Can't stay around, keep it out my circle, got to move away. Can't be tripping off them people, they don't want it, they can stay astray. Cause it's all on me, with these obstacles. Can't afford these other situations. Looking forward, not behind me. I got good sense, don't be thinking you could blind me.
Living my life, work hard, baby, yes, it's true. I had to dig deep inside, was blind, now I found my cue. All work and no play.
Living my life every day. Yes, it's true. All work and no play. I guess we're through.
Oh, wow. All work and no play. Woo. You know what? Music has no expiration date with me, honey. I love that part. I like that. Now, when did you do that song right there? What year did that one?
Oh my goodness, you did that. That was one of the first tracks. About two years ago, we recorded that song, and you know the lyrics are so touching. It's like it was my life. In all of those words, you know, and so every time I hear it, I think about that time because I was trying to find time to do music as well as trying to, you know, work a 9-to-5 and raise my family and all of the personal life issues that were going on. But, you know, it was like, if we're going to do this, we got to do it. So sometimes we late nights or whatever time we could find to do it, that's just what we had to do, you know.
Are you still doing any openings for any shows still?
I'm doing shows. I'm actually working on planning a series of single release parties and also booking quite a bit of shows. And all of my dates can be found on ctownrecords.com.
Okay. And you got a performance event that's coming up in September?
Yes, I believe so. Well, no, I believe it's in October.
Okay.
You know, my calendar is kind of getting away from me these days because I have quite a bit of things. I have to keep track of it myself. So, yes.
Okay. And what city would that be in, that performance you're doing in October?
It's in Oakland, California.
Okay. All right. And I would like to ask you, the music, you have any more music projects that's coming out or is still up and running?
Well, it's up and running. We have that album that we're working on. It's called Uncompromised. And we do have singles that we are actually going into studio to record in the next couple weeks. I'm looking forward to that. And so we're planning to have that album finished and out by the end of the year.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to play another song called CKE Tuning, Tune Setting. How did you come up with the title of that song?
Ooh, I wish Kenyon would still be on the line because, you know, he like took my life and basically penned the song. So that song Tune Setting is pretty much about, you know, like us local entertainers that during the nighttime we go, we become stars on stage with our fan followings and whatnot performing. But then after we get off stage, we got to go right back to, you know, the basics, the real life, you know. So it's like you star at night, but then you have to put on this, be this role of mom or, you know, provider or whatnot. And it's basically just talking about real life issues.
Right. So anybody wants to call a show, call 657-383-0771, and we have a caller. Caller, go ahead and speak.
Oh, I love your show. I'm a first-time caller, and I would like to send a special shout-out to Jana for doing such a hard, great work, doing a lot of radio interviews and supporting a new single written by Kenyon. And I'd just like to call and say thank you for giving her the opportunity and letting the world discover that we have authentic talent as Neil Soul and also the mistress.
All right. Thank you. And what's your name?
My name is Orlando Johnson from Oakland, California.
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling on my show. You know I do love my independent artists, and I try to look out for them. I got they back. So stay tuned.
Yes.
Don't go nowhere. I am playing CKE Tune Setting. Y'all be still right now.
Running background checks cause I'm cautious. It ain't hard to tell that I love being me. Thinking dating nowadays is exhausting. I'm on a natural high, not trying to come down. Just passing through, not trying to stop now. Love to see the smiles on my loved one's face. Then after my shows, it's back to the basics. From phone bills to car notes and insurance. Fuel in my gas tank and bridge clearance. Repping currency king. Write it down, take a picture, a copy and paste. Haters are hating my ground.
Tune setting. Upgrading your vocals to high quality sound. A formulation. As it goes for Janet Blackwell.
Been lost in this world trying to find myself. Saying, Lord, can you hear me? I need your help. Lost a few loved ones in my life. Trying to raise my kids and teach them right. Rent is sky high, trying to lose my pride. It's warm in my heart, but it's cold outside. How to survive, it's not like the 80s. Guess in my dreams I can get that mistake. Way over my head, gotta stay focused. Gotta pay this rent or get a 30-day notice. Cause it's a cold, cold world. Gotta guard yourself, be on your P's and Q's.
Heart and soul, diva of the Bay Area. As you know, it's Tune Setting. As we bring through Jana Blackwell.
That puts you in a zone right there with the earbuds in, your head bobbing. Yeah, I got that. Oh, my goodness, Jana. Get down, girlfriend. Get down. I can't wait till the next album come out now.
You know, it's crazy because, you know, like I said, Kenyon is the first time that he wrote R&B was these tracks. And you see the continuous growth in in the music. So, you know, the new songs that we're working on are awesome, and, you know, I can't wait to get them recorded and finished and out so that you could see it's like a metamorphosis of, you know, myself as a recording artist and him as a writer. And so it's just, it's a great progression. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I have a question for you. When you back in your, when as you are in your hometown, do you still get pulled into the church choir or as a lead singer in the church? You know,
because I am actually singing, and you know, I haven't been singing in church for a while, and I did just recently get asked to sing in a gospel concert, and I'm excited and nervous about it because, you know, it's been a minute since I've done it, you know, even though gospel music has been such a big part of my life. So, you know, I'm getting myself prepared, mentally prepared for that. So.
All right. So I would like for you to go ahead and mention your website information. And if you are any other social website pages, please mention them. We have persons online overseas that's listening, and they want to know how to follow you. And also mention where to purchase your music.
Okay. So my music is available on any of your download sites, you know, like iTunes, Amazon, Google Plus, or Google Play, and also there is SeaTownRecords.com where you can find the links to the music there as well. And on my social media sites, it's real easy. It's at Jayna Sings 2, JAYNASINGS, the number 2, and that'll get you to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and whatnot. So I'll be looking for you.
All right. You hear it from the Mistress of Soul herself. And as I go into almost the end of our showcase here, I always ask my guests, what are your words of wisdom? Any advice you want to give to those in the starting off in the music industry, or what would you like to advice you would like to give to those that are suffering in the world today?
Well, I would just say never give up. You know, it's never too late to follow your dreams, but also, you know, the way to make that dream work is to do the work, and I'm living testimony of that.
Amen. You are more than welcome to give a shout-out to those that support you on your musical journey. If you have any other words to say, I'd like to tell you thank you for participating on my show this evening, and I am inviting you to come back on your update on your new music project as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that so much. And, you know, I wouldn't be me if I didn't, you know, say thank you to some of the folks in my little village that make Jayna Blackwell happen. And, you know, of course, thank you, Kenneth Christian of Country Kings Entertainment, you know, Gregory Beasley of SeaTown Records, Orlando Johnson. The list goes on and on. Lady Jazz. You know, Luigi of Legacy Studios, thank you, Soundwave Studios, to my very dear friends, Nicole Butter Pearson and Niecy Living Single, thank you so much for your love and support. And also, you know, to my family, thank you for believing in me, and to what I never thought I would be able to say is thank you to all of my fans all across the world, which is just so amazing. Your love and support is inspiration. It keeps me going. It keeps me pushing this thing. So thank you so much.
All right. I want to say thank you very much for coming on my show. This show was a success. Anybody that may have missed it, just follow the link. You can pass the link and you can listen to the show straight from your phone. I will play one of the least and last tracks of yours, Can't Get On My Bass by Jayna Blackwell. And Jayna, you keep doing what you're doing, girl. You are good. You are so good.
Thank you so much. I just can't tell you how much it means to me. Thank you so much for your support.
Oh, thank you. And you have a blessed evening. This is Can't Get On My Bass. Bye, everyone. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out of Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio.
Like you got some man.